Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Vengroe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Vengroe. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Mostill steals third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Wamsgans, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel bunts towards the mound. Vengroe fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flagstead moves to third. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. That will be extra bases. Sheely picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Sheely. Wamsgans moves to third. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vengro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wamsgans scores. Hebbing moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-0 in the game. Ezell takes first base on ball 4. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ezell. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengro fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Heving moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Sloppy Thurston now pitching. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heving scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Flagstad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vasch strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ma still strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasch. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasch. Collins reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a pop-up towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with roughing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wamsgans scores. Hebbing moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebbing scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Ruffing moves to second. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ma still strikes out. There goes Thurston. The throw from Hebbing to Lee, and Thurston is out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Com moves to second. Spence Harris pinch hits for Sloppy Thurston. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Mack now pitching. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Ezell moves to second. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ezell scores. Boone moves to third. One out. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tote moves to second. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lee. Ma still moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vash. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.